Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. Hope you're having a beautiful day, afternoon, evening. I just love Native American flute music. It's one of my favorites, so that's why the music is an intro onto the show. It's called Dreamer's Chant by R. Carlos Nakai, if I remember the name correctly. Hope everybody's having a beautiful day. I see I have callers. But you know what I wanted to get into, and I said, what is your future? We can get into your future a little bit if you want to go there. But I wanted to read an article a little bit. You know, as everybody knows, or people have been listening to the show for a while, I'm a big law of attraction person and done psychic work, but I'm really a channel. So I've been channeling since the early 90s. I knew I was a channel. I knew I had this really interesting connection even when I was a teenager. Yeah, these kind of mystical connections. So I believe that there is a connection. I don't know if you call it a gift or connection of some kind. Oops, bumped the mic. Oh, I've had some technical problems in the past, and hopefully I have corrected my technical problems. And so before I read this article, and I'll read it and I take a couple calls first, it was all about should you believe in psychics and the myths about psychics. And it was a skeptical point of view, and I thought I'd get into that because I thought it was kind of interesting. But I consider myself a channel and an empath. I read people, read your energy field. So so I've had some problems with things cutting in and out, people not hearing me, and hopefully I've corrected it by going to a different server, dropped AT&T like a big old giant rock off a cliff, right? You know, if anybody loves AT&T, I apologize, but it's not working here. It wasn't working here for me, especially the Wi-Fi version. So let me take a call. Now, let me set up one thing real quick, because Spirit likes to get into what's going to happen in your life. They like to see, okay, this is going to happen in 3 months, 6 months, 2 months, 1 month, but the but part is you have to buy into it. And it's so the when part is important, but the how part is even more important. How do you get there? Excuse me, something is cut in my throat. I don't know what it is. Love the ticket. So how do you get there? How do you make it happen? On yesterday's show, I talked about resistance. So what is your resistance? The biggest ones I ever saw. Well, let me take a call. The biggest ones, I keep wanting to say this, keeps popping into my head to say this. It has to do with jobs. Because the universe will say, yeah, you're going to have a job in a month. But if you don't buy into it, and if you don't let the resistance go to getting a job, it doesn't happen. It's really difficult. You push it away. So let me take a call or two and see if this is working correctly today. Maybe not. Maybe it will. I don't know. Hello.
Hi, George. I'm so glad you're doing the future.
What about the past? The past creates the future. You know that.
Yeah, that is true, too.
Yes, but see, it's what we've dragged forward into the present, right? So who am I speaking to?
Mm-hmm. This is
you
Mia.
Mia?
Mia, yes.
Okay, like Mia Farrow.
Yeah.
If you know who that is. Rosemary's Baby, she was married to Frank Sinatra, all that crazy stuff going back into whenever it was in the 1960s, long time ago. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's going on in your life? Where do you need insight?
Well, the near future, maybe a new career, a career change in the near future, in a month or 2 months.
Okay, so let's see if what spirit has to say to you about your future, as in, because you've been manifesting this thing for a while, right? It just doesn't seem to be happening, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty obvious. And if I read this article, they would say, oh, yeah, you're just leading your on. Yeah, okay. But whatever. No, but I really believe that your energy is I'm frustrated with it, right?
Yeah.
You're frustrated with the progress of it all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see. What are they saying? A month away? Nope. I get no to a month. Okay. Okay. Less than 6 months. Yes, less than 6 months. I'm trying to narrow it down for Spirit and get it yes or no's and see what they give me about this one. I hear by the end of summer. So that's the end of September. Okay?
Yeah.
But here's the second word I get. Here's the expression I hear for you, because you can't sit back at home and eat buckets of ice cream and figure it's going to come,
oh,
right?
Oh, no. I mean, I already, jump-started.
I hear the word.
I took a test yesterday just to change my career. And
what do you want to do?
I haven't gotten my result.
What do you want to do?
You know, I want to get into the health field, into healing, into spirituality, just different from what I'm doing right now.
What are you doing now?
I'm doing accounting.
Oh, that's a big jump. But I did the same thing, so I understand where you're coming from. I was an accountant and a manager, and I jumped into a spiritual thing somewhere after I left that field. Okay, so will it happen for you? Absolutely. Do you have the gifts and talents and the spiritual connection to do this? Yes, you do. Do you do hands-on healing?
I am a natural healer, but I don't do it.
You're an energy healer.
Because it generates heat, and people often feel better when I touch them, especially if
that's what I mean by hands-on.
Arthritis.
That's what I mean by hands-on. You're a hands-on healer. You pass energy. You move energy through people's body to release blocks. Right?
Yeah, but I mean I don't know how it's done.
Okay, well let me explain.
I just know
that
it can be done.
Okay, let me explain what I'm hearing for you about what you do, and you don't know what you do. Okay? Does that make
yeah,
sense?
I know it worked.
Okay, so what you're doing when you're putting energy into people, people have blocked energy. Call it the chakras, call it, you know, in Chinese medicine, you have the meridians throughout the body, and you get stuck energy in those areas, which causes disease in, like, negative spots in the body, okay? Negative energy. And we do that.
Yeah.
We won't get all the scientific, well, how you do it. But what you're doing, and I'm really feeling, because I'm getting the picture of it, when you're putting your energy out there to people, it's like you're moving energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're moving negative energy in people. And you're in putting in positive, because you're praying before you do it, right? Or you're asking for spirit guide, right?
Well, I do that in the morning, I touch someone.
Right, but that's what you're asking for guidance to do, for an energy to move through you. And it is. It's working, okay? It works. So the answer is yes, you're going to do this. But I'm hearing for you, though, in your training process to be more efficient at it.
Yeah.
As you're doing this and you're putting energy into people and you're moving energy out of people, visualize the energy going out through the feet and into Mother Earth to be recycled. Got it?
Okay.
Because you don't want the energy to get stuck somewhere in the body. You don't want to move it from the abdomen and get it stuck in the feet. Now my feet hurt. What did you do to me, right?
Yeah, that is true.
So you move energy.
Visualize the people.
Yes, you'll do something very good. Okay? You'll do a good job.
So visualize the other person.
Yeah, you're visualizing the other person. Where you're putting energy in, you visualize you're moving energy, and you visualize moving the energy going out through the feet into the earth to be recycled.
Mm-hmm. I also know that
for some reason the end of September feels really big for you.
I know people who do Reiki and they can do it distant. Is the thing that I have, which I don't truly understand, but you have explained to me that it's when I touch people, it moves their energy, and then to visualize it. With proper training, you think this can be done on a distance, or just a touchy person?
It can be distance healing, and if you get into Reiki, if you want to master Reiki, that's up to you. There's different ways of doing it. You can become Reiki practitioner if you're so inclined to do that. Can you do it from a distance? Yes. And I'll give you a scientific proof for this, and this is well known, and it's been documented. Books have been written about this. People who pray for other people in the hospital, if a person is being prayed in a hospital, they heal faster than people who aren't being prayed for.
Oh, so that is similar to distance.
So
I
it's
see.
The same
I
thing.
Got
you're sending love.
Yeah.
You're sending You're sending love. You're sending healing. Now, if you want to focus on somebody, yes, you can do that. But I really feel that you're better with people up in person.
Yes. And also, how about clients, customer? Is this something I have to work at? Will they just be attracted to
Will you have to work at it? Yes, you'll have to work at it. But I do get the words word of mouth for you. Word of mouth. Once you start, people will tell people. But how do I get this? It's like you have to get out there and you have to get out there, okay? Whenever opportunity you have. Here's the warning I get for you about this whole thing. Don't try to heal people who haven't given you permission to heal them.
Like non-believers.
Well, anybody, I feel this energy and I feel that I can help you. Never mind. Well, only go with people that accept what you want to do. Okay? Because you sense people that have problems, right?
Sometimes, yeah. That happens.
But you can do more of it. You just need to tune into it more. Yes, you can be more sensitive. I was dating a lady years ago who was a Reiki master, and she would drive, but let's say by an automobile accident, right? And automatically her hands would light up to send healing energy to the people.
Oh, that is wonderful.
So you'll get there. You'll get there. Just be patient with yourself, okay? Okay? I got to go.
Yeah.
You'll get there.
All right. Thanks.
For some reason, I feel change coming you in the end of September, but you got to be ready to make it. You know, no resistance, no doubt. Doubt puts you in the way of blocking it. Okay? Be ready.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay? Take care.
It's kind of getting out of my comfort zone.
As I hear it for you, it's trusting your connection, building that connection to the source of your healing, to the source of your healing. And first it's just feeling comfortable with your connection to your higher self. Okay? That there, your soul, the greater part of yourself, the soul that's connected to God, the universe, source, whatever you call it, just feel comfortable with that connection first, okay? Then you can rely on it. You can talk to it. It's like starting, show me somebody to help. Even in your daily activities, asking your higher self, okay, show me somebody to help. Bring to me somebody to help. And it's not even a paying client at first, but just somebody to help. And watch for that synchronicity to happen in your life. I got to go. I'm going to touch some other people I want to talk to. Okay? You'll do it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's a good point for anyone who wants to do healing and all that kind of work, is trusting that you have that connection. Now, that was, I started channeling back in the early 90s. For the longest time, it was that developing that trust that it's not me. That I'm not doing this. That's the hardest thing, is this is not me. This is not me. Okay. And that takes a while to do that. But you get to a point where I can go into trance fairly quickly now. Boom, done. Okay. And I go away. Spirit they come through. My spirit. And who I'm channeling and who I'm getting messages from is called the Council. It's a group of spiritual teachers and masters. Some of them lived on the earth, some of them haven't lived on the earth, but they come together and they speak in one voice. Yeah. If you're familiar with the Abraham material, Abraham is really a group, very similar to that. Okay? We take a call. They just go by a name. I don't know why they don't want to use a name. Hello.
Hi, are you there? This is Lori. Yes.
Lori, what are you doing? What are you up to these days? Are you staying out of trouble? Always.
Yes.
Always. How come I always get always you staying out of trouble? You got to get out there and be more adventurous, dear.
I'm pretty busy, But the thing I'm concerned.
Any fun in your life? Any fun?
A little bit.
Increase it.
Okay.
So what's your question? What's your problem? What's your situation? What's your concern?
I'm worried about that earthquake in the Pacific Northwest. So I'm wondering if you have any...
Where do you live?
Well, I live about 200 miles from Seattle.
Okay, well, let me give you this. I don't know how old you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. The line I hear for you is not in your lifetime. Not in your lifetime. Okay?
Oh, wow, really?
But I'm not trying to predict you're going to die next week either, but not in your lifetime, okay? You're going to live a long, healthy life for the most part, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm 55.
Would you circumvent... Okay, I'm going to give you this. This is a little warning for you, okay? Are you ready for this one? Ready to take it in? Do not circumvent a long life with worry, because worry affects you physically.
Yes.
So you have to get past worry. You got a long life. The universe says you got a long life. And so, and within your long life, you're not going to see this earthquake. So just live a normal life. Don't get so caught up in it, right?
Okay.
You know, that's how they sell the shows, and that's how they get you to watch, as they throw fear at you. The earthquake's coming. Oh, you got to watch this show because the earthquake's coming, right? It's like the Yosemite, or that's the Yellowstone. Like, you've heard about the Yellowstone volcano, right? They got something else to worry about. There's a super volcano under Yellowstone, and someday that may blow and take out the western part of the United States. But, you know, okay, right. That's just great. That's just great theater. Okay?
Okay.
It's going to happen, but maybe 1,000 years from now. Who knows, right?
Okay.
So don't worry about it. No, not in your lifetime. Now, do you believe that, or you can accept that, or you're going, I don't know about that one.
I can believe it.
I want to worry about it, so I'm just going to worry about it.
I'd rather not worry about that.
Okay, then it's something inside of you says that I can accept that it's not going to happen in my lifetime. You have to come to that point. Even if it does, I'm going to survive it. Well, you know, have that belief system. Whatever happens, I'll survive. I have trust that I'll survive. I have trust that the universe will carry me through it, even if it did happen.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
No, I still don't get it in your lifetime, but stop worrying.
Okay.
Try to.
Thank you. Yeah.
So having more fun and learning to appreciate things will help you to stop worrying.
Yeah.
Find things that feel good to you to do versus worrying, right? Whatever that might be.
Okay.
Or if it's watching that funny TV show, or it's going for walks in nature, whatever feels good to keep you from worrying.
Yeah, well, I've been enjoying meditating and seeing pictures and stuff.
Through your meditation, you want to connect with your higher self, and your higher self will guard you against worry.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. So not in your lifetime.
Okay, great. That's wonderful to hear.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, that's a big one, that 9.0 earthquake they're predicting in that fault line. It's the Cascade, I guess, fault line is what it's called, off of the coast of North Alaska. And it goes, not Alaska, Washington, going down the coast. And there was an earthquake there a couple hundred years ago, and they're predicting the fault's going to buckle one day and pop and go bing. Oh, big one. So, and then send... I know, I'm going to scare poor Laura. She's going to go, I don't want to hear about that anymore. Don't talk about that. Okay, so let me take a call. yes, we don't want to talk about the earthquake. But I saw the scientific thing on how it works, and you should watch that. It's kind of fascinating how the earth moves and the plates kind of come together and they buckle up and then pop, wink. Okay, yes, so... I thought San Andreas Fault's different in Southern California. Why is this not working? Come on, work. There he goes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So are you worrying about earthquakes too?
No, I don't.
Okay, good. And who are you speaking to?
My name is Sophia.
Sophia, so what part of the world do you live?
I am on the East Coast. I'm in Georgia.
See, you got earthquakes back there too. But it's in the Midwest.
Yeah, we do.
A lot of earthquakes in the Mississippi Valley. I mean, that's a long story, but we won't. Why that geologically should have earthquakes? It's an interesting story if you're interested someday to read about it. Okay, so what's going on with you?
Nothing much. I was just calling in just for a general to see what the council would like for me to know.
Let me see what I get something for you. Yeah, I'm hearing a word, but I'm trying to get more definition on it because it seems like it's kind of very simplistic, and I really want more. The word is risk. It's like taking risk, not like jumping off cliffs or out of airplane risks. It's like taking personal risks. Are you taking personal risks in your life now?
No, I'm not, I know what that means.
Pushing the envelope a little bit in your life, not just sitting back, letting things happen versus letting things happen. It's pushing the envelope a little bit in your life to say, okay, I'm going to push forward. Okay, and what I hear for you, if you're willing to do this and whatever activity it is, what I'm hearing is on the other side of the envelope, you know, you push it, you break through it, you know, it's like getting through the paper bag thing, you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
But on the other side of it, there's dancing. Not in the sense of, well, it is dancing, okay? I mean, dancing in the side of joy. There's joy on the other side of this, okay?
Uh-huh.
I see somebody like in a grassy field jumping up and down, dancing, waving their arms.
Oh, wow, with the daisies and the...
Oh, yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, field of...
I know exactly what that is for.
So you got to go for it. Okay, let me give you a time frame because that's that, you know, like when is a good time, right? When is a good time to do all this craziness, right? I hear the words, don't hesitate, don't hesitate. What's your birthday?
I am November 25th.
Year, right? A month and day, I don't care about year. I don't care about year.
November
and,
25th.
Oh, you're a good Sagittarius. Yeah. Sagittarius, we can be too laid back sometimes, or Sagittarius can be too laid back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting within 90 days of your birthday, which is pretty close to now, right?
Yes.
So it would be
yes.
Before the 25th, around before the 25th of August.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you got to move it.
I know. I actually planned on starting next week.
Okay, so it's...
Wow.
Yeah. Go for it.
I will.
Yeah, there's a lot of success on the other side of that push. And the push is not going to be as hard as you think it would be, okay? Whatever that means.
It's funny you say that. I've been feeling that today.
Good.
That all I need to do is just do it. I have everything I need in me.
Well, then do it.
Just do it. Ooh, great message. I have chills.
Okay, good. Go for it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is actually working, because if you've been listening to me over the show the last few weeks, I've had this real problem of people not hearing me and it cutting out. I think I've solved my problem. I am so excited today. This is actually working. Yes. So I have a question coming up in the chat room. Anybody else wants to call in? What am I hearing? I'm hearing noise. What am I hearing noise from? I don't know. Maybe it's me. I don't know. So if you had a question in the chat room, let me jump into that article while you're writing, and I'll be back. Oh, no. Wait a minute. Thank you. I have been trying to get this job in UK, and I've been able to do it. So could you tell me why you haven't been able to get the job in the UK? Ooh, that's a good one. Let me see what spirit. Usually they start with a couple words. Now, I get a couple things, and it's pretty obvious stuff. So you can think I'm crazy for telling you this, and I'm not. I'm trying to tap into spirit, but they seem to be indicating pretty strongly that it has to do with focus and distraction. It has to do with focus and distraction. focus and distraction. I don't know why I would get that. This whole idea, there's distractions in your life. Or it could be distractions on the other end, but it's focus and distraction. And I hear the word visualization for you. And I'm also getting a little bit of fear on your side. Fear. Let me ask you a question. You're in the chat room, and I'm going to give you this question. I'm going to give you this. Is there some fear that you won't be able to do the job or do the job as well as you think you can do, should be able to do the job? Or fear of the transition into the job? Something like that. It's like this fear of, uh-oh, you know, like, what happened? I get it. Oh, no. You know, it's like we all have these fears, and it's fear of failure to some degree, I think, is probably what I'm picking up more than anything. Now, it's not a major, like, end-of-the-world fear, okay? Is there a little bit of that? And if I'm reading it wrong, I'll move on, you know. But I really do feel that you got to get more focus and a sense of accomplishment. I'm not sure if I deserve it. Ooh, ow. That one hurts. How? Ooh, ooh. You got to change that right now. You got to change that. So focus and distracting, and your distraction is, I don't deserve it. Okay, so you got to start doing rants of appreciation about who you are and what you can accomplish. Because why would you go after a job that you don't believe you can do? You deserve it. Of course you deserve it. Absolutely. What would the universe say to you about deserving it? It's more like, I hate the word destiny, but it's kind of like that. It's your purpose. Think of it as part of your purpose in life. This is part of my purpose to do this, and I've been singled out to do this by the universe. Okay? Can you go there? Can you work on that? So, I deserve this. This is part of my purpose. The universe has picked me to do this. Right? Got it? Once you get that locked into the knowing that I know that I should do this, then it'll be like grease lightning. Okay? So, okay, but stop that impatience and that losing focus. Just know you deserve it and visualize yourself doing it and bam, done. Okay? Bam, done. Why not? Got it? They're going, oh, I don't know. I'll try. Don't try. There's no trying in this, right? There's no trying. They're just doing. I don't want to hear the word, I'll try. No. You'll do it. Absolutely, 100%. If you realize how many angels were behind you trying to help you to do this, if you just think in terms of all those angels trying to assist you to do this, you'd be absolutely amazed. Got it? All these angels are pushing you forward, going, you'll get it, you'll get it, you'll get it. Just go, 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 get through the fear. So, okay, got it? Okay, let me take, I got another question in the chat room. Ah. My friend Angel in Disguise, I don't understand the question. Sorry. I don't understand the question. To read it, and how will you take it? I don't know. I don't get it. For some reason, that's escaping my brain. My little brain is not getting that one. Okay. What's the last question? I've got one more question. I got some noise in the background. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's something coming in. Maybe it's the universe trying to make noises in the background. I don't know. So, go ahead. Is somebody there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Did I not log you off?
Did you put me on hold?
I thought I did.
No, you didn't.
Wow,
I'm listening, though, so don't hang up on
okay.
me. Just put me on hold, please.
Okay. I'm spacing out today. You're right. Okay. I got so intense about his question. So I think that was the last question from this other gentleman. But the one question, to read it, and how will he take it? I'm not sure I understand the question. So before publishing it, thanks if... Oh, this is cutting. I'm losing part of the... No, I'm not getting the question. Sorry. Okay, let me read to this thing, and if anybody else wants to chat. If you guys have questions or comments, if you want more clarity on what you've been writing in the chat room, go ahead. I'm going to read this little thing because I thought it was kind of fascinating. And I always question, and I've been to a lot of psychics in my day. And this is six myths you may believe are true. This is really a skeptic, but I love these guys. You know, I got to love skeptics because, you know, they're fun. And, yeah, because I've gone to a lot of psychics. Because I, you know, do a lot of psychic readings in a group thing and you know, psychic little powwows of psychics and people read each other and blah, blah, blah. So I have a couple psychics that I've known over the years that are really very good. And then the rest of them are kind of, yeah, okay. But I think part of it's me not going, yeah, right, sure. Like doubting it, you know. Don't throw doubt in there, because once you throw doubt in there, it's kind of like, yeah, right, sure. Okay, so when author Guy P. Harrison posed as a psychic, he was shocked at how easy it was to fool the public. Ooh, okay. I've heard of that too, you know. After fumbling through generalized predictions and questions, he was certain his subject would laugh or perhaps become angry. But no, she leaned close and whispered, "That was amazing. How long have you been a psychic?" So I hope I'm not doing that. You know, I am not that kind of person. Because I just give you what I hear from spirit. And if it's from my higher self, that's cool too, because my higher self is connected to source energy. So that I can accept that. This is the sort of thing that happens all the time. It's common for intelligent and sensible people to be fooled into thinking that another person can read their mind or see the future. I'm just cracking up going, I'm going to do the show about the future. Am I going to read this? You know, I don't read the mind. I don't, you know, I just get from spirit. I'm an empath, which I'm reading your energy field. I'm reading your emotions or where you're at in life. Reading your mind, I'm not set to say about your thoughts. Spirit kind of works through me. Perhaps the biggest reason is confrontation bias, our natural tendency to embrace that which supports our preconceptions. But there's a certain truth in that. That's sometimes all you want to hear is something that confirms what you already believe, which is okay. That's cool. I mean, if somebody can tell you, not knowing what your preconceptions are, not knowing what you already know, but is telling you, yeah, you should do that without them knowing, like the little lady that I was talking to. Okay, that's cool. But to know what, so sometimes, like even reading it this way, not sitting in their house looking at all their objects going, you know, being a detective. Yeah, oh, okay, yeah, I get it. You know, that way, you know, you see the children's pictures. Oh, you want to see your daughter again. Oh, yeah, okay. You know what I mean? While ignoring anything that contradicts our beliefs, those who believe in psychics are likely to remember all the correct guesses and excuse the failed ones. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm more of a skeptic that way. If somebody tells me something and I don't want to believe, yeah, all right, sure. You know, you're going to get married in, I always hated that one. You're going to get married in a year. Right. Why a year? Why not next week or next month? Okay. Try to sort out reality from fantasy and pick out valid claims from the false ones as you override your confirmation bias. I just thought I'd throw this out there because, you know, I was raised as a skeptic. I was raised in a very analytical environment. A bunch of scientists in my life and or engineers, you know, prove it to me. You know, what does the schematic say on that, right? So I go in this a little bit. I went into this whole thing a little skeptical, and so it's taken me a long time to get past that in my own working with people. But it's just good. I think it's good. I think it's, yeah, in a way. Okay, I'm running out of, see, I got about 10 minutes left here. And I had some other articles, and I got an article, a nice little article. These are all from beliefnet.com. And okay, so what was I going to say? Okay, so we have one other question in the chat room, and I have an article I wanted to cover a little bit about how meditation heals. And it's really cool because I believe in meditation. I try to meditate every day for a while. I don't meditate for hours. I meditate for a few minutes, and I believe in a 3-minute meditation in the middle of the day. You can do that little 3-minute breathing meditation where you just relax your body and go through your chakras with breath work and try to de-stress yourself a little bit. That's a great way to go. Just being quiet for 3 minutes and meditating and paying attention to your breath and counting your breath kind of distracts you and helps you to relieve some stress. And I've taught that in the past, and we've done that before on the show. So while I'm waiting for somebody to type away and answer a question, let me get into this article about how meditation, stress management. Meditation can give you the coping skills to deal with daily stressors of life. I'm trying to say that. Daily stressors of life, right? This can be reviewing a favorite prayer affirmation in addition to slowing down your breathing, which is really important. I believe in mantras, creating a mantra that works for you. One mantra I use during meditation is I'm feeling more at peace. I'm putting myself into a peaceful state or something. So my state is peace. My state is self-compassion. My state is love. I'm allowing my body to become more at peace. I'm allowing my body to be compassionate to itself. And I'm allowing myself to become a center of love. Something like that. Find a mantra that you can use that you kind of relate to. In those kind of mantras where you use the word compassion, peace, love, I am in the state of forgiveness. Ooh, forgiveness is a big one. I'm in the state of forgiveness. Ooh, I am forgiving those who have ever have caused me harm. Now, if you're not comfortable with that one, go with the peace. I'm going into a state of peace. I'm going into a state of love. I'm going into a state of compassion. I'm going into a state of kindness. And those work. Okay, so stress management, but I use mantras. I guess that comes from TM, where they gave you a mantra. And this is your mantra to use forever and ever and ever. But I create my own. Okay, let me go back, see if we have questions. Ooh, wow, that's a long question. Wow. Well, you wrote a book. You couldn't understand was I was asking if I could get the job this year. There is a gentleman who I believe can give me the job easily. So will I be able to get through to him? I am counting on it. Well, you got half the battle right there, counting on it. You're visualizing it. So the prediction part of it, this year, huh? What if we said 2017? No, I'm kidding. It's not 2017. No, I get what month comes through really strong. Now, visualize the month. It'd be really it's October. For some reason, a big shift, a big energy opening for you in the month of October of 2015 still, isn't it? You ever get mixed up about the year? Like, what decade am I in? Oh, is this 19? Yeah, it's 2015. I did that the other day. Like, I'm writing a check going, what? What? 20? What? I don't know. You know, it's like you get older. You kind of like, okay. So, yeah, October, this year, energy shift. But it's an energy opening. It's more than a shift. It's an energy opening, if that makes any sense to you. It's like energy will open up to you so that I hear it as you will be, see, told you it's a good time of the year, right? Are you a Scorpio or are you a Libra? Libra? Libra, right? Yeah, Libra. I always get those mixed up. I get Virgos and Libras mixed up all the time, you know, that's... I guess I've dated them, and I kind of like, Okay. So, okay, let's Scorpio, good for you. Well, if you're, October Scorpios are interesting compared to us November Scorpios, or which are much more, you know, whatever, we'll go there. Okay, but yes, it'll open up around that time frame, just before your birthday, okay? Probably feels within a couple weeks of your birthday that it'll start opening up for you. Boom, done. Just believe it. A lot of it is belief, isn't it? Okay, we got about 5 minutes left in the show. If anybody wants to call in, you have any questions? And I will not be here tomorrow. I'm going out. My family will be here, but I won't be here. My dog will be here, but I won't be here. I'm going out of town to visit one of my favorite psychics. Matter of fact, how cool is that, huh? We're good friends. Haven't seen her in ages. Yes, so she made some interesting predictions in my life. So that's what I'm doing tomorrow. I'll probably be back Thursday and then Friday. Oh, let me give you a show what's going on in my life, and then so you do. There's a magazine that's called The Messenger. And if you want to look it up, it's called the website is themessenger.info, not .com or .dop whatever, .net. It's themessenger.info. But I'm going to start taking over publishing of that magazine. Well, I'm doing the process this month, and a friend of mine who's a tech genius is helping me with the process of taking over the magazine. So I'm going to make it a little different than it is. Now, it's a metaphysical, spiritual kind of magazine. They have, you know, astrological predictions and some articles about various things, health and healing and all kinds of fun things. So if you know anybody who likes to write, and a writer who writes on metaphysical or spiritual themes or health-related themes, contact me. I'm going to be open to taking on new articles and new people. I'm going to make it more – they publish it every other month, and current people. And I know the lady that's been published. She actually was a mentor of mine many years ago. But what I'm going to do with it is make it more interactive, where it's I'm updating it constantly, new stuff, you know, new articles, videos, or whatever I can pump into it to keep it. Like if you looked at it this week and you go to next week, it's going to be something different and new to look at. So it's called the messenger.info. You won't see me yet anywhere on it. We haven't got to that point. The point of all that was that Thursday or Friday, my friend's coming over and we're going to do a lot of the nitty-gritty, you know, work that we have to do of moving files around and opening up some stuff and getting me access to making changes. So write that down somewhere, and I'll list it here. Okay. If I spell correctly. Okay. That's it. TheMessenger.net, or www.theworldwidewebmessenger. So if you want to look it up now and see what it looks like, and you'll see changes. Hopefully I'll have it up and running. Yeah, September is my due date to have some changes. So that's what I'm doing. So that's what I'm spending. So I don't know, Thursday or Friday, my friend's going to spend some time with me, and we're going to do some technical stuff on it. It'll be fun. It's kind of another way of getting a message out there. I get to write more articles on whatever theme I'm going to be writing on. So I'll be back on, won't be here tomorrow. I'll be back Thursday or Friday, but I'll let you know. I'll post it to the show if you want to listen. If you have any questions, save them. So my friend, yeah, October's a good month for you. There's a lot of things, exciting things happening. And I don't like to make, you know, remember Elizabeth with a, make these yearly predictions that none of them ever came true? She got in a lot of trouble for some of them. I don't do that so much, because I think it's really more personal about you and where you're going. And being an empath, it's reading you to see, okay, where your energy field is and where your energy field is headed, and, you know, what the universe is aligning for you and what you need to align with the universe is already aligned for you. Because I try to weave in the law of attraction to the whole thing. Because we create our future. We create our future. We just have to get there. It's like, you know, the universe puts it out there. We ask for it. It's out there. Now we have to align with it. And that's the prediction part, because they put it there and they're saying it's 3 months away. So October is a prediction that the universe is aligning for you, my friend. So you just have to get there. You have to, no doubt. Love that song. Love that concept, no doubt. Okay, I'm going to hang up on my friend here because I got about a minute left. And okay. And yes, you were breathing. Okay, no problem. I just heard this breathing in the background. It's like, really? Really? Okay, I'm going to be nice. I'm not going to do anything strange about the breathing thing. Okay, thank you for listening. I appreciate everybody who listens. I love you guys. I really enjoy doing this. This is a lot of fun. Even when I have the magazine out, I will continue the radio show. And maybe from the radio, and then from the radio show. And I'll post, if I can, and I think I can do this, I'll post the radio show on that so you can look there to find it, another way of listening to it. So all kinds of fun technical stuff going out there. So have a beautiful evening or day. Have some fun. Enjoy the rest of your day. Do something really good for yourself today. That's the key thing. Do something really good for yourself today. Bye now.